Judge Amy Coney Barrett back on Capitol Hill to be lectured to by the Democrats. They are trying to sabotage this entire process. Cory Booker saying, this is not normal. Actually, Senator, it is. I have more on that. Plus, Kamala Harris zooming in to say this entire process is illegitimate. Illegitimate. Oh, so is this why she may need to pack the court should she and Joe Biden win? The Democrats are like a bunch of spoiled brats that are just so angry they didn't get their way. I'm betting their behavior, combined with the media's insane hatred for President Trump, has a lot of middle Americans right now saying, to heck with it. I'm going to vote for Trump out of spite. Spite! Because I just can't stand the leftist media and the Democrats anymore. And you know what? I wouldn't blame them. Not one single bit. Hello, everyone. This is Trish Regan. You're listening to The Trish Regan Show. So listen to this headline here. I'm going to read it for you. Cory Booker finally states the obvious at Barrett hearing. This is not normal. Now, that came out of Slate, which is a rather leftist publication. But nonetheless, this is what's crossing my phone, right? Why do I have these things crossing my phone? But, you know, it wasn't just Slate. I mean, one after another, you could see the headlines piling up. There was a sense, there is a sense, right, from the left that this is not normal. This is what they're pumping out there in the media. But you know what? Here's the thing. It actually is kind of normal. This is not unusual. It's happened 29 times in our 200 plus years as a country. We've seen the Supreme Court have a vacancy in a presidential election year. And history shows us that in those 29 times, presidents have made the nominations in all 29, which means of the 44 individuals who previously served as president of the United States, 22 of them have made nominations of justices during an election year. That is normal, okay? But do you think that anywhere in any of these articles that quote Senator Booker saying it's not normal, does anybody actually give you these stats? No. No one does. There's no recognition of what's real anymore. It's just whatever the left wants to float out there, and the media is acting like it's an arm of the Democratic Party. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris, she's denouncing the hearings, calling them reckless and illegitimate. Now, I'll cut her some slack on reckless. I get what she's trying to say here. She's saying, you know, it's reckless because basically, you know, people shouldn't be in close quarters given what's going on with COVID. I mean, I've said all along, you can zoom in, which is what she's doing, but all of them could theoretically. In other words, the hearings still need to happen. Absolutely. But here's where it's getting interesting, because she's saying that this is not legitimate. I consider this a little bit dangerous. Let me share with you the quote. She says, quote, more than 9 million Americans have already voted and millions more will vote while this illegitimate committee process is underway. A clear majority of Americans want whomever wins this election to fill the seat. Okay. But you know what, Kamala, that's not how it works. You know, you're a lawyer. You ought to know better, you know, or maybe you use your lawyering skills to try and manipulate the Constitution, because the Constitution very clearly says that the president is supposed to nominate someone. It is his duty. It is his constitutional duty. And you know what? It's the Senate's constitutional duty to then take up that nomination and either confirm or deny. So don't try and tell me that this process is illegitimate. It's absolutely positively legitimate. And too bad. You know what? America's already voted. And Americans voted him in for 4 years, not for 3.5, not for 3, not for 3.75, for 4 years. That's the way it works. So, wow. You know, Kamala Harris, who, by the way, in 2019, while she was in New Hampshire, said she was open to increasing the number of justices on the Supreme Court. She's now saying that any nomination of Amy Coney Barrett is illegitimate. She's on record saying this. Why? Is this to give her cover? Should she try to go and pack the court? You know, remember this, Team Biden-Harris. They still won't reveal their intentions, by the way. They still will not tell us what they're really thinking. But remember, guys, you know, 29 times it's happened. So in other words, there's precedent. And by the way, there's the Constitution. You don't even need the precedent. You've got the Constitution. Joe Biden actually saying he doesn't think American voters deserve to know his stance on Supreme Court packing. That's the latest. Can you imagine that? He said He doesn't think we deserve to know? We don't deserve it? You're running for the president. You're running to serve us. You know, and you don't think we deserve to know something like this? The Supreme Court is the law of the land. In other words, in the words of Joe Biden, come on, man. Coming up next, how Donald Trump really could win this election. After all, the Democrats and the media, they all know it. And that's why they're really, really, really scared. The odds are certainly stacked against the president, but, you know, they were last time around, too. I remember in 2016 being on a 5 p.m. election night call with our Fox News decision desk, and they'd gone through all their exit polling, and they told us it was very clear it was going to be an early night. Hillary Clinton, they said, would have it all wrapped up by 8 p.m. That's what they told us. And they were going by their exit polls. You know, we thought we might actually be done programming by 9 p.m. on Fox Business. Yeah, right. I mean, I believe we finished sometime around 3 a.m. And guess what? Donald J. Trump was named the 45th president of the United States. It was pretty amazing because it was really an example of how the American people, our middle class, which has been so shortchanged by the elites on both sides, could come fighting back with their votes and change the course of history. The question is, will it happen again? It could. It very well could. And I say this for economic reasons. And I also say this because people are not truthful in polls. I mean, they can't be. So first of all, consider the Gallup poll that was just out. I think people were pretty honest in this one. It was an innocuous enough question. You know, are you better off than you are or were 4 years ago? And overwhelmingly, more than half the country said, yes, we're better off now than we were 4 years ago. And that's a tribute to Trump's economic policies, because under this administration, we have seen the return of 500,000 manufacturing jobs. And importantly, we've seen wages for those manufacturing jobs grow. Median income up 6.8% between 2016 and 2019, compared to a decline in median income during the Obama-Biden years. So the stock market as well has bounced back from the lows that we saw in March. And we've got all these makings here of a really good economy. You know, if the government could just get out of the way and let everybody reopen. And the people know this. And so they're sick and tired of the media just jumping all over them over and over again and dumping all over the president. I mean, there's this guy who was once a popular news anchor on cable TV, Keith Olbermann, who came out saying, and I'm going to quote for you, Trump supporters must be prosecuted and convicted and removed from our society. Then he referred to them as maggots. Lovely. I mean, so you see, this is what everyday Americans are up against. This is what they're seeing. And it's day in and day out. And so, of course, they can't speak truthfully with pollsters. I mean, this is why, you know, they live in fear of getting canceled, this cancel culture. You could lose your job, right, for wearing a Make America Great hat at work. You know, and this guy saying what he said, and that Trump supporters must be prosecuted and convicted and removed from our society, that's tolerated? That's okay. But anybody who says, gee, I think the president's doing a pretty good job and our economy really shows it, they need to be removed from society, something is really, really wrong. And this is why Donald Trump could do it again. And boy, would it be fun to watch the media squirm, wouldn't it? All right, coming up, everyone, the governor of Michigan doesn't have quite the extraordinary powers that she assumed she had. The Supreme Court of Michigan ruling against the governor again, ending her COVID-19 executive orders, just as the World Health Organization admits lockdowns are a bad idea for society with severe costs. I've got the details next. The Michigan Supreme Court is ruling against Governor Gretchen Whitmer again. A couple of weeks ago, the court ruled that she didn't have the authority to issue renew some executive orders relating to COVID-19 beyond April 30th. So she filed a motion saying, oh, no, I need to do it. I need to do it because I need an orderly transition. And the Supreme Court said, no can do. So basically, the governor of Michigan, you know, has been like locking down her whole state. And at some point, those lockdowns, they just don't work. At some point, government has to have some faith and some trust in the individual. Otherwise, it really is a violation of our own civil liberties. And even the World Health Organization knows this. Dr. David Nabarro, a special envoy of the WHO, said in a recent interview, and I'm quoting, and he's thinking about, you know, the other ripple effects of all this. I quote, "The only time we believe a lockdown is justified is to buy you time to reorganize, regroup, rebalance your resources, protect your health workers who are exhausted, but by and large, we'd rather not do it." And then he goes on to cite the economic hardships of a lockdown and why they don't want to do it because of all the ripple effects. So the governor of Michigan, you know, she had that time. What, it's been like 6 months now? So she's had plenty of time, ample time to reorganize, regroup, rebalance her resources, protect her health workers. So what exactly does she want to continue the lockdown for? Again, at some point, you need to trust the individual, not to mention that these things clearly cannot be decided in a vacuum. It is critical we consider all the ramifications. And most importantly, I'm going to leave you with this. Remember, these things cannot, should not ever be decided for political reasons. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Also, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and I'll see you right back here on TrishIntel.com.